The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm John Batchelor. Richard Epstein is here. Professor Richard Epstein teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. He's a senior fellow of the Hoover Institution, and I'm looking forward to his column about the decision by the Supreme Court in these last hours to vouchsafe the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, which I believe the Wall Street Journal has spent many years speaking poorly of. But now, at a 7-2 vote, the Supreme Court is staying out of the assertion that is unaccountable to anyone, and that's not acceptable. I believe the argument is that this is a creature of Congress, and only the Congress can change or address any inconsistencies. Richard, were you surprised by this? Because Reuters' headline suggests that there are many battles ahead about the power of the regulatory bodies in Washington. Were you surprised that the Supreme Court, with a 6-3 conservative majority, voted 7-2 to leave the CFPB in place?
Yeah, I was actually somewhat stunned by the operation. I regard this as one of the sort of small and senseless tragedies in terms of judicial administration. If one goes back to the origin of the CFPB and the way in which it operates, the effort on the part of Elizabeth Warren and Richard Cordray were to insulate it from political pressures. And what they did is, in effect, they said it could take its appropriation in whatever amount they needed from the general budget of the Federal Reserve System. Well, you then look at what the Constitution says. No money shall be drawn from the Treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law. And I think, you know, Clarence Thomas gave an incredibly literal meaning of that. And he said, so long as Congress makes an original interpretation, appropriation, and it wasn't to the CFPB, but to the Federal Reserve, and then it has complete power to decide what further appropriations they make. They say it's the original appropriation that matters. And I, looking at this thing, would say it can't be right. This is a situation in which the appropriation is made without political consequences by the Federal Reserve to a favored client, and Congress has nothing to do with it. And so this is not a case of a general authorization where you tell the president, what we would like you to do is to figure out how much money we want you to spend out of this. There's no such limitation in this case. If these guys can persuade them to give them huge sums of money, there is no congressional political check over anything that's starting to take place. This is a completely self-contained scheme. And no sensible system of separation of power would say if you have to appropriate, let's say, $10 billion to the Federal Reserve, it can then take any sub-amount of money from that and give it to a favored client. And so I was kind of shocked about this. Now, what was said, I think, by the paper was not quite that. It said there are many more battles that have come up. But I think what's going to happen, many of these battles are going to be political. And the blowback to this decision in Congress, particularly if the Republicans take over, mean that there's going to be very strong pressure to absolutely revise the system so as to make sure that they have to get customary appropriation so they can't be entrenched. Now, why does this matter? Well, the CFPB is an abuse factory in one way or another. It goes after all sorts of people. And there's no political check that they could have if they go out of their particular lane and start to do generally bad things. And so what happens is when you put the appropriations in, there's no congressional oversight, and there's no congressional oversight. Whoever takes over that operation is going to have terrible consequences. And remember, the terms for many of these people are 4 or 5 years, which is longer than a presidential term. And so it's an added level of utter insulation. So what you've done is you've created Fortress America. These guys are sitting out there. They can do whatever they want in whatever way. And the only constraint that you have is to go to court. Well, going to court, you then have to work.
30 seconds, Richard. Go ahead.
When you go to court, you have the Chevron deference problem all over again. How much is the courts going to allow them to do this kind of thing? I think the answer is if Congress is going to do nothing, the courts have to do a great deal. And if we have a Loper case coming down, which cups the winds of Chevron, I think it's going to have a lot of influence on this particular problem and the fate of the CFPB.
Battles ahead. The CFPB is approved by the United States Supreme Court 7-2. Professor Richard Epstein, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. I look forward to his column about this Supreme Court decision at Defining Ideas in Future. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No